Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my god, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, your favorite Tubi-related podcast that watches random movies. We really don't know what they are half the time, but yeah, welcome back to another episode. I'm Super Marcy, and with me as always is the one and only, the terrible Australian himself, Bede Germine. Hello, Bede. How you going today, mate?
Good, thanks, Marcy. How are you, mate?
I'm doing all right, mate. What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm just sitting back here with my VB and my toolies and my hat that has all those corks on it and just having a good beer and having a drink and also just drinking my meat pies and also my Chico Roll, getting ready to watch this fine Aussie movie we're watching today.
Fucking oath, mate. Got my sausage rolls. Got my
sausage roll. You need a Chico roll.
You have your fucking Dico roll and your Chico roll. I don't know where that's going, but anyway, yes, it's very Australian today with the movie we're watching, which we'll talk about that momentarily. We have a special guest joining us for the first time. They are not Australian, so they might not understand most of what's happening. And we're going to We're going to pop his cherry for joining us for the first time. Welcome, CJ, with a little pop.
Hello. Pop. I wasn't prepared for that. I need to bring like a cloth to clean up the mess after it's popped or whatever.
Yes.
How much of a language barrier do you think that there's going to be? Do I need to have like a dictionary off on the side and like research whatever possibly you're saying?
Yeah, possibly. Yes. Just go with the flow.
You might even have to turn on your your language app on your phone to Australian English to American English.
I could build into my headphones. They have those listeners where like it'll hear a language being spoken and then it'll convert it into your ear, and then when you say it back, it'll like tell you how to say the language back to them. So maybe I'll code switch back and forth from American and Australian just to translate.
Look, I think anybody that has podcasted with us has just made it up as they've gone along and they get it.
I think it's where like the skill set of improv kind of pays off, you know, or just acting or everything I've done my whole life, or just fake it until you make it, half-ass everything.
Basically.
Something works out at some point.
basically. So hopefully everything's understood in some fashion, or I don't fucking know.
I don't think it's that different from us dumbasses over here in America.
No. I'm like, what the fuck am I even saying? I don't know. What is Australian English? Beats me. Bede. This is where you're going to come in, buddy.
Indeed. So
what are we watching?
Well, Marcy, since we are talking a lot about Australiana for this episode, I think it's only fair that we watch an Aussie film, especially since CJ is American and we need to show him our culture in some way, shape, or form. So for this episode of the show, we're going to be doing a film that I actually saw at Monsterfest a few years ago.
Oh, that's right. Shout out, Monster.
Exactly. And it's a little movie called The Emu War.
Now I know why you, story. I know why you wanted me here this time.
Yeah.
Because it's about a war, and I'm American, and no one does war better than Americans. I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be the liaison for this.
Yeah.
Well, Yes, but even then, though, like the Emu War for our listeners out there, it is actually a real life event that did happen in Australia. And we actually did lose to the emus. No joke.
Yeah, we that did.
That is my personal favorite fun fact about your country.
We lost a war to emus. And wait, I gotta play the, where is it? There we go. That's the only appropriate time for that right now. I mean,
those dastardly birds.
Those damn emus. Now I'm saying it the wrong way because I hear you say it too much.
I mean, that could be the first conversion I'll do over the emu.
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 Thank you.
Well, also, too, to give a little bit of historical context, because I am reading this from Wikipedia, the Emu War was a new was a wildlife management military operation undertaken in Australia in late 1932 to address public concern over the number of emus, large flightless birds indigenous to Australia, said to have been destroying crops in the Campion district of the Wellbelt Belt of Western Australia. The unsuccessful attempts to curb the emu population employed by the Royal Australian Artillery soldiers armed with Lewis guns, leading to the media to adopt the name Emu War when referring to the incident. Although many birds were killed, the emu population persisted and continued to cause crop destruction.
This is what happened when you colonize. Just saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stubborn birds, though.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome birds, but they can... The female ones in particular can be a little scary.
What I'm gathering, is the birds were destroying the crops. The Aussies wanted to get rid of them. So the Aussies employed guns and the emus weaponized sex to defeat them in this war because they just kept repopulating and like they were fertilizing eggs faster than they could kill emus.
Pretty much. But is this movie a historical representation? I guess we're going to find out. And I haven't seen this. I don't know what I'm in for.
Is it a historical representation or is it a bird porn? We're about to find out, I guess.
Exactly. So we might as well get straight to it. So for all of our listeners out there, what you need to do is look up the film The Emu War. If it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, and from the looks of it, I think it is. But also, it is available on physical media and other streaming services as well. So I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. So that way, our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if when an ad does pop up, Marcy will play this sound effect.
Bit of morning neck wanking to start your day.
Yes, and there's going to be a lot of that during the course of this episode, thanks to Josh Neal, the Wombat guy. But also, once the ads are finished, Marcy will play the sound effect again, and that way we'll also make sure to give a timestamp so you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested to watch this historical documentary, The Emu War, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be to regardless. So, Marcy, CJ, are you ready to see the movie personification of fight or no flight for emus with The Emu War?
Sure.
I guess so.
All right.
Under my head. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
All righty. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Oh, is this an Umbrella?
Umbrella distributed this movie.
Oh, shout out Umbrella. Is that too loud?
And also, I should... No, it needs to be loud.
I think it should be fine. We do this on the fly. Also... Like... Whatever.
This is a horror film, cheap. Right?
I think so. I mean...
It's a very low-budget Australian movie.
He's a ginger, so I'm a bit worried.
It's okay. If he gets shot, his soul won't go anywhere.
I'm like, oh, is this a real, like, is this flashing back to, like, World War One? And I'm like, what? You know what movie we're watching, dickhead? Emu Massacre Creek. Wait, is that a real name?
I didn't know the emus shot back.
Yes.
Apparently they do. Wait, is that a real name? Emu, whoa.
Don't know.
Bless his resting soul, thank you.
It kind of looks like a Walmart brand Steve Irwin.
Or as we say here in Australia, reject shop.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, there's those cool cats, Marcy.
You need them in the outback.
He's
What's
got leader hoses on.
What is this song? Do the galah.
Is this the Aussie form of like rednecks, like what we have in America?
I think
yes.
So.
We call them bogans here in Australia.
Okay.
Wait, what the fuck? Oh,
the birds.
Oh, the kid's been taken.
What is this razorback all of a sudden?
Yes, it's emu back.
That's what happens in Razorback. The boar kills the kid.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What the fuck is happening? Oh, he's got... Okay. What the...
Oh. That's the reason why he wanted to join the emu war.
Because she said she wanted a husband with muscles?
His kid was stolen,
no, she's gone to the...
and then his wife insulted his body.
Yeah.
And so, oh.
And his daughter killed herself?
Marcy, she went to the suicide shed. That's what it's called.
What is this movie?
I'm telling you, Marcy, it's a documentary.
Is it a different kind of shed than like what Ed Kemper had? Or you'd hang his victims out back?
Most likely, yes.
I'm like, wait, I know Ed Kemper, but I'm like, which serial killer was he?
No.
Who's shooting is what I'm...
Who's got the... Did they have these kinds of guns in the 30s in Australia?
I see. The 1930s was like 100 years ago. We don't know exactly what happened then. And that dude's on fire.
That guy just shot himself.
Are the emus weaponized?
Yeah, I've been making fun of the emu war this whole time, but now I'm kind of thinking maybe I'm in the wrong.
I'll say, look, the ginger didn't die.
Yeah, because they don't have soul, Marcy. No, they can't die.
There's no soul. Like, they just come back as a zombie.
Yes.
Oh! He's got a fucking gun!
So they are weaponized. Right? They do have...
Yes!
Can't
okay.
Do
it's
it.
Like Dino Riders, but with emus. Oh!
What is on? What is his head?
Emu's got a gun!
That the emus should have taken that guy as like a gimp and just kept him a little slave for pleasure.
I feel like these emus would do that.
Well, I mean, if they have the ability to weaponize, I think they could have captured a human and then used him to like make an emu human hybrid type of thing.
Ugh.
A hemu.
It sounds like a slur.
Oh no. Oh no, I've insulted all the hybrids.
Oh no. Oh Jesus, I was not expecting this movie to do that. Wait, is that the Prime Minister?
Yes, that's the Prime Minister. Oi, Mr. Prime Minister!
I thought all our Prime Ministers were old and disgusting men.
Well, at one point they were young.
Well, see, to be fair, he's probably like 14 years old here. Because everyone knows 100 years ago, if you looked at 20, if you were 20 years old, you look 50 years old.
Yeah, no, something like that. Wait, what? He's talking about little boys' rooms. This is a... Why is his suit, like, so big? Rogue emus.
Emus. Oh. It says rogue emus.
How many people died?
Who's training these emus?
Who's funding the emus?
See, he called them emus, and then it was followed by emotional music. That's what emu. You call emotional music, emu.
He's pissed his pants. Oh. Okay, he is an Australian Prime Minister.
God, just had a beer and it just went straight through me.
Can you really be the Prime Minister of Australia who haven't pissed your pants or shit your pants?
Oh, wait a minute. That's meant to be Prime Minister Harold Holt.
He drowned.
In his piss?
He did.
Well, it's disrespectful that he's pissing his pants and he drowned. And why did they name swimming centers after him? He drowned.
Australia's like just like that.
That's like if someone shot themselves and then they named it like a shooting range after them.
Really? Like every time I see the Harold Holt Swimming Center, I can't. Oh. So, Bede, are you reading up about the war like you're on your phone?
I'm trying to learn about some real history because I feel like this movie is an accurate representation of what actually happened.
We know it's accurate. We didn't need to learn anything.
Exactly.
I'm invested, weirdly.
Same.
What is it?
What is it?
Oh my God. Are they gonna dress up as emus?
I don't know. they have to go undercover.
Is undercover. That what's
they have to go under feather.
Yes. See, Marcy, it's like the Starship Troopers.
Do you think the emu's leader is going to have the little Hitler stash? Like he's going to be their Führer?
Why are there tits in there?
Those are titties.
Oh my God. He's a god. Oh my God.
The bird has
the queen emu's got.
Oh, that was the emu. Oh,
it was the emu. And Marcy, that queen emu had huge boobs.
Yeah, I'm disturbed. Sorry. Timestamp is 59.
The queen emu.
The queef mew, so I can't.
Queef mew.
A queef mew. That's queef, their
queef
mew weapon.
Sounds like a cow.
It could be a cow. So we've got a car ad.
Isuzu.
Yes.
What was this one? Alcohol.
Yes.
Oh, it looks like a hard seltzer.
It's low carb.
He's dressed up like Ned Flanders. Oh, it's Wild Secrets.
Oh, it is. Neighbor? Yes.
Is this sex toys?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
This is what they do at the factory. They, once you order, they get their acrobatic workers and they just flip around and send it to you in the mail.
Is that a, was it a Down syndrome guy?
I think so.
They don't discriminate.
I have no problem with that. That sounded like I was offended or bothered by it. I have no problem with that. It just felt like really out of nowhere.
Just out of nowhere. Well, I think they all the I can't even blah, 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 blah. I think Wild Secrets employs all different people.
Yes.
Could be why they're kind of cheap.
I was gonna make a joke thinking like, oh, do they test run each toy? But then like Ryzen was about to say it, like a Down syndrome guy popped up and I was like, I'm not gonna say that now.
Well, was there a commercial for dog crap and Tubi on its own platform?
For dog poop. Buy our shit. It's better than your shit.
Okay, we're back at 9 minutes. There we go. 9 minutes. Nah.
They're at the Red Cross. They're getting the vaccine.
Well, yeah, look how much he aged.
He's turning into that, something.
That's how vaccines worked back then.
Right, he's just carrying an RPG.
Oh wait, he literally said it. He said he was white before he got the vaccine.
Well, problem there, mate.
Oh my god. Is there anybody that I would know as a as an actor in this movie, Beat?
Well,
I don't recognize anybody.
The main guy who we keep seeing, he was on that show, Skid. Yeah, he was on Skid House. That's how I remember him.
Which one? That one?
Guy.
That one?
The main guy, him with the hat. Yes.
With the Outback hat? That's what I know. I don't know.
The Outback hat, yeah.
It's got the little
Outback
side.
The Outback guy?
That hat. What's the point of the side folded up? So you could hear better?
Maybe.
I think it's an Australian military thing. I'm not exactly sure what the reason is.
It's so they can have the logo on the side.
Oh, I thought it was so you could sleep while you wear it. You have like...
Oh, actually, maybe.
Hmm.
Are they going to explain why the vaccine changed their gender, their race, everything?
Nope.
I don't think
so. Vaccine, too.
just a fun... Oh, that's... Wait.
I thought she was wearing a tinfoil hat.
No, I thought she was, wearing a regular hat.
Yeah, just a bonnet, fortunately.
Oh, I think she...
Oh, and she's a Mary Sue.
Yes. Oh, I know who she is. Now I remember. She is his daughter. She wants to go into the army with him, but he's all like, but no, your brother died. He was supposed to join me in the army. You're elite. Oh, sorry, mate.
Like, you sound a bit rednecky there.
Where did he get another bottle from?
And then, so she has gone undercover as a different soldier to be with her dad.
Okay.
But obviously, he can't recognize her with the hat.
Yeah, without the bonnet, you know, I didn't even recognize.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know it was the same person.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, because she was the little girl we saw in the flashback.
Wait, what was the flashback?
The flashback when the sub was taken.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, what are they doing to that sheep?
You don't want to know.
Mm-mm. I saw that movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw that movie. I'm taking that back. I saw a movie called Black Sheep. That is a New Zealand horror movie. And I know what the guy did with the sheep in that movie because they show it. I have not seen anything else involving sheep.
I thought you were talking about the Chris Farley movie, Black Sheep.
Well, there is also that one.
Yeah. I was rooting that sheep, yeah.
Oh, I think, honestly, that's the guy that was sung about in Waltzing Matilda.
What, because he was fucking a sheep?
Yes.
I mean, well, to be fair,
Swagman, yeah, by the Billabong.
Yeah. Look, to be fair, they are in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Well, sheep in goats in goat intestines is actually what they used for the first contraceptives, like condoms. And then they got, when they got smarter, they started taking the intestines out of the animals.
I think he just died. I think he drowned himself.
Between what was happening there and what you just said, I can't. That bloke was rooting that sheep. Rooting means making love to.
I figured, yeah. Context of him fucking the sheep and then say rooting, yeah. I figured. In America, rooting is like cheering for, but I was not rooting for that.
No. Nor were we rooting a sheep.
Not do both at the same time. Rooting for the rooting.
I think it's called rootin' tootin', right?
Yes.
Nope, those are places on the internet I do not want to venture into. Yeah, I mean, literally all of the soldiers have died to emus.
Yes. And this is all that's left.
Couldn't be America.
Wait, you just have to run them over with a tank?
Oh, we'd invade their territory and then take their oil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they don't care because there's no oil to be gained there.
We'll find some.
The fuck is he? What? Okay.
Gotcha, fuckhead.
Gotcha, fuckhead.
I thought the joke was going to be similar to like the one in The Simpsons. It's like, what about bacon? No, what about ham? Dad, they're all from the same animal. Sure, Lisa, some magical animal.
Magical animal. Okay.
And it's from 100 years from now.
Oh, he's autistic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a traintistic.
He's got traintism. I'm sorry, none of us have traintism. We have the other tisms.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I wish I could love trains, but unfortunately I wasn't given that privilege.
My dad loves trains.
I just got arts and crafts.
You can draw trains.
I can draw them. My dead son's foreskin, all right? Why does he have that?
He's weird about his son. His dead son, I should say.
It's all he's got left of his dead son.
I don't know if I'd... Okay, yeah, maybe not kiss it.
Yeah, well, maybe wear, no.
Maybe wear it as like a pinky ring. I don't know, necklace feels a little insensitive. I mean, at that point, then you're literally hanging your dead son by his foreskin.
There's a little baby emu.
Oh my god!
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, it's drawn a picture!
Oh, isn't that cute?
Oh my god, they talk. What?
They're talking.
I feel like this is something we should have learned earlier than this into the movie.
Yeah?
Now I feel like I'm watching a kid's movie.
Why is it so cute? Oh, they have their little hearts and stuff.
Flamethrower, let's go.
Uh-oh, he's got flamethrower.
I was going to say, does he think he's in Vietnam? And then I'm like, wait, this was like 40 years before that or however, whenever that was.
Yes.
I don't do time.
We used them in World War II on humans.
That is true.
Because we're metal.
Who's this?
It's his wife.
What?
Oh. She's spying for the emus.
You're wrong.
The She's gonna give birth to an alien hybrid. Oh my god, she doesn't, does she?
Pop. I think she might.
It's an egg. Oh. It's an egg, isn't it? Oh, no, it's
just...
okay. I was
it's
kidding.
It's a little baby.
Hello?
Oh.
What the fuck is this movie?
I told you it was crazy, Marty.
You didn't tell me somebody pops out an emu baby. Oh.
Well, to be fair, Marty, it was a while ago.
Yeah, times were different.
And there have been thousands of, and also, Marcy, there have been thousands of other movies since this one.
Oh my gosh. No!
They're all burning up. Not the baby emus.
I can't. What is happening? Oh, it's making me feel bad. I feel sorry for the puppet emus.
Well, I think, well, first of all, this movie is already inaccurate because the mother emus would not have anything to do with the baby emus.
No, they just care about the eggs.
Well, because it is, well, here's the thing about emu. Like, when the mother lays the eggs, it's actually the dad that sits on them and warms them up until they hatch, not the mother. Mm. And then once they're hatched, the father is the one who looks after and takes care of them, not the mother.
Oh,
he just goes for a pack of cigarettes and never comes back.
Yeah, penguins are the same way.
Well, yeah.
Please, although sorry about that. My
penguins in Australia.
But we do.
Just not
we do have penguins in Australia. Oh, it depends. We do have, I guess, Australian-named penguins.
Yeah, there's I'm going to say it. Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Penguins. I don't want to look at that. There's a little island near, it's like an hour or something away from Adelaide, and it's like an island that's just full of little penguins.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Like, someone definitely watched this part of the movie and developed a new fetish.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, he's going for it.
It was that guy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The milk is coming out of his mouth as he's sucking.
This is like squirting and...
Marcy, anyway. I was just going to say, I think Harold Holt is a bit of a perv.
This could be why he drowned.
Yeah.
I mean,
drowning in titties, not a bad way to go.
Mm. I don't know what I was saying. Yeah, no, I went to this place and saw the penguins in their little burrows. I don't know what the fuck they call them.
Oh. He wishes that the emus killed his daughter rather than his son. What an asshole.
Well, good thing his daughter's not hearing that.
Oh, I was going to say. And that just... No, I don't know. Oh. Wait.
It's conjoined twins.
Bloody hell. Oh my god, why are they referencing that?
You see, you can't get away from Burks and Wills, Marcy.
But they weren't twins or joined together.
Yeah, I was gonna
say, what are we watching? This,
they're gonna kiss.
I think they are that way.
Oh.
His head's gone. Sniper. That obvious doll that was flinging around as Burke was trying to get away.
Well, I guess the removal surgery should go pretty easily then.
Oh, so that's not an EV.
The Black Prince of Spaghetti Street.
Oh my gosh, Marcy, it's an Italian!
Your people were on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, I don't need to be reminded of that. Of any of that.
Oh, ew! He's eating spaghetti out of people. Oh, she's gonna do the fingers. He's doing the fingers.
A boppity boopity.
I was trying to hear what how his Italian was.
Bad.
It was very Italian. Accented.
Accented.
You know, like if you try to speak Italian.
Very Sue size. Oh.
What?
She just
look out, Mary Sue. Shot firing.
Oh, they're gonna fall in love now.
Shots fired. Boo, boo, boo.
Oh no, she killed him.
He's dead.
In the chest. He was laying down.
Ew! He got shot in the colostomy bag.
What?
His external bladder.
Yeah,
he has colon cancer.
Fuck off.
No, actually, I wasn't watching.
I was too busy thinking about my dead son.
He was thinking of his dead son's foreskin. 2433. What is this?
He wild climbing up.
That's a Isuzu.
Western Australia.
Oh, yeah, it was the car.
Oh, it is.
That's right.
It was either that or promoting Western Australia or South Australia.
Yeah.
Which one's worse, Western?
Yeah. Mm. I can't say South because I'm from South Australia. See? Fried chicken. I mean, KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stranger Things double.
Why would you have two pieces of chicken and then in between that, the burger bun?
You know, Marcy, because fat asses love that type of shit.
It's literally, they just do, like, it's Stranger Things, so they made the
it's upside down.
Sandwich.
Yeah, 24/37
That's what I do with my friends.
A kiss
too.
For warmth.
Well, you know, 90% of your body heat leaves through your lips. So
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Top and bottom.
Oh, I hate being the
top and bottom.
Oh, I hate being the Australian.
South mouth too.
South. What did Colin say that one time? He's like, North Hole? That's like your mouth.
North Hole. Well, there's North Mouth and then South Mouth.
North Pole is where Santa lives. The North Hole is where Santa goes. Oh, ew.
Oh, incest!
See, that's why you have to use the incense.
Get the sage. This is somehow more gross than breastfeeding from an emu.
It really is somehow.
No, they're doing it again. Stop it.
Too sensual. This is way too sensual after she said dad.
Oh, daddy.
We didn't hear any step in there, so it's really gross.
They didn't bang it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also didn't lead it with, what are you doing?
It's got a little helmet.
He does have a little helmet.
Bede, that guy's hair right here, that's exactly like your wig.
He kind of does. The one that I use for our skits in that.
Yeah. Oh my God, look how cute it is. His little legs.
He's running away.
That's how they're getting armed. They're stealing guns.
That's the most American thing I've heard in this movie. Hey, that's my gun.
He thinks he's Rambo.
Look at it running. It's so cute.
And it's all puppets.
This was supposed to be in the 30s.
Yes.
I don't think they had M16s in the 30s.
No.
It's what we used in Vietnam and into the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah, this is feeling like he thinks he's in Vietnam right now.
Yeah.
Oh, look at it.
Dad? Marcy, can Freddy have a little helmet like that on his head?
Yes.
Oh, he's thinking about his son.
Oh, is that his son? Oh. His emu son? Yes.
It is his emu son.
So we've had bestiality. Oh,
it's the real dad.
Incest.
Fuck off, Daryl.
that's the stepdad.
Of course his name's Daryl.
I think it's the real... Oh, that is the son.
Grenade. Oh, you grenaded your own dad.
He grenaded himself.
No! What the fuck is happening? Oh.
Uncocking dramatic music.
How is the emu holding?
Well, they do have wings, but they're like underneath and they're very small.
Yeah.
That's how they're holding the gun up.
But you gotta have thingies to pull trigger and stuff.
I just said tiny dick.
It's all women ever do.
Yes, I'm sure women had tattoos and colored hair back in the 30s. That was a real thing that was happening then.
Yeah, this movie's a documentary.
Yeah, it is. It's very historically accurate.
It's like Harry Potter.
Yes.
Ew.
I thought I'd smell piss.
I smelled piss.
I mean, was Harold Holt known for pissing his pants? I need to find out about this.
I don't know. I know that he drowned.
I'll look
and
it
had
up.
Swimming centers named after him.
Did Harold
piss himself? Hold. Oh,
he his pant. Okay, why did that? It autofilled. So,
look, it's Melbourne Jail.
Which Melbourne Jail?
Oh, you know the one that's in the city that's haunted, and that's the one where Ned Kelly was hung.
Yeah, the way you can go do tours in it, right?
Yes. I mean, I did a tour of it. What?
Yeah, but see, I went to the town where Ned Kelly was, like, shot down and stuff.
It says there's no evidence or reputable reporting to suggest that the Prime Minister, Harold Holt, wet his pants.
Oh. He just wet his lungs.
So I think they're, in this circumstance, literally taking the piss out of him.
Yeah, well, literally.
And maybe that is the gag. We're taking the piss out of Harold Holt. What in?
Taking it out of him and putting it on him.
Yeah, but how the fuck long was he Prime Minister for?
I'll find out.
Why did I think he was Prime Minister, like, later than that? Jesus.
I think he was.
Dude, do Australians really know the prime ministers except for like maybe three or four?
Okay, so according to Harold Holt was Prime Minister of Australia between the 26th of January 1966 to the 17th of December 1967.
See, it was in the 60s.
Only a year?
Almost 2 years he was Prime Minister.
And then he drowned?
Mm.
Yeah.
Was he Prime Minister when he drowned?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And they're like, let's celebrate the life of Harold Holt by building swimming centers in his honor.
But he was born in 1908, so he would have been like...
He was the Emu Wars.
So I think there's a bit of a time jump because remember, like, his daughter she was a kid at the beginning in that flashback and she's older. So maybe it's like 30 years since the Emu War. It's a new Emu War.
Oh, that would make sense. That's why they have like new age weapons.
Yes.
Oh, does he want to fuck the Queen Emu?
I mean, who doesn't with those titties?
I mean, it's a fair point. Yes. She got me beat in the big titty department.
That fucking nerd.
I'm holding back my nerd rage. Stop it. Stop it now. Wait, is she the one that... But I'm dead.
And root my mate.
My mate. Root
my mate.
I'm assuming that's Alan.
He wrote, yeah, he wrote that himself.
I'm Alan, Alan from the note.
My Joey wrote this? Yeah, sure.
Who's Joey? Who is she? Who are these people?
I think Joey was the one who just died.
Was he the one with the mullet or was Joey the emu?
I don't know. Might have been a different character. Oh, he's not dead. Might have been a...
Now, how many times have we told you this is not how you get laid?
Yes.
Is he going to make him fuck the queen emu?
I think so.
He is horny.
You know, if they're all horny and the emus are horny, why did they not just wank their necks and there would have been no war?
I mean, that's a way to calm an emu down, is to do that.
I'm wondering why they haven't employed that tactic yet.
I kind of want to see how the emus would torture them.
Okay, so they're sending basically Bravo team
nipples.
In the...
Jesus Christ.
He accidentally set off his cyanide pill.
The fucking cyanide tooth pill.
I mean, if I had a cyanide pill in one of my teeth, I'd be paranoid I would actually let it off at any...
Exactly!
What did I just say?
I think more people have died.
I'm waiting for another one. I don't know if it's going to happen. Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
There's two left.
Yes.
Fuck!
Yeah, this team's already has already been killed off and they haven't even left the base yet.
What?
EBU military.
Oh my god, they're literally in...
That's an ostrich.
It is an ostrich. This is offensive.
Yeah. That is an Italian though, on the right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I introduce you, Marcy, whenever we meet people. This is my Italian friend.
You're like, this is my hobbit Italian friend. She's down there. No, keep going. She's shorter than that.
Just keep looking. Now, I should say, like, the reason why the movie feels a little disjointed, like, all over the place, like, going from one scene to another, is because I think originally when it was made, it was originally made to be a web series, like a multi-episode web series.
Yeah.
So, but instead, they decided to edit it together as a film.
Italians don't sound like that.
They're doing an Italian test.
He's sweating.
I like the sweat coming off the hat.
Yeah, that's what's killing me right now. Look at the emu with his little head tilts.
Just waiting for that spaghetti.
That's because he's actually sweaty. I don't want to start saying the whole lyrics to that song, so I'm going to stop. What accent is this, mate? An advanced Italian.
I love the Italian spirit.
Yeah, Marcy, what do you like to drink in the night time?
I need to see what the options are. we drink wine.
Specifically Italian wine.
He's like really sweating.
He looks like you when you try to talk to a girl.
I mean, that's true, but that's beside the point.
You have to expect one of those, Bede.
Well, that's one every episode.
Yes. Porno? Okay.
His horniness is deliberately getting rid of information. Nope, he got it wrong.
Yep. Should have said wine.
Is he killed?
Oh, no, they've all been captured.
Oh.
Yes,
was there
all
a priest even there? The other.
No, that's the army captain from before.
Yeah, but that looked like there was a priest guy there.
I'll have to have a look again.
Oh, wait, he's not dead? Oh, he's... Okay. That's how that works after a grenade.
Yeah.
He just went flying.
It's a little CPR will fix it.
Yes.
It's true, you should say it.
Totally wouldn't be in like excruciating pain after CPR or anything.
Oh, gee, God. Oh, thanks, KFC.
And then right into ads.
Oh, it's a quick one. 39 minutes and 39.7 seconds. It's an ostrich.
Ow.
What are we watching?
It's about the emu war, Marcy. This is an historically accurate movie.
That nipple is humongous.
I know that.
And very erect.
It literally looks like an index finger.
I don't want to. What?
She's making fun of Harold Holt.
Yeah, I think she was saying, what did Harold Holt say? He is a little pussy.
Yeah, that is fair.
He's really clutching onto that titty.
So much milk.
Oh. What was the budget for this movie? I'm just curious.
$7.
I'll find out. I know it was very low budget because of
$7.
I know it was very low budget. That's what I know. I'll find out.
I mean, to be fair, we've seen lower budget than this many times.
Oh.
There's even like a rogue hair or two on the.
I know.
Attention to detail.
Nothing like getting a little nipple hair in your mouth. Drinking from a booby.
Oh.
Speaking of nipples.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, it's Ned Kelly.
What is going on?
This is meant to be Ned Kelly.
Dr. Scientist.
What is happening?
See, this is amazing. Like it was.
I was hoping you guys could translate.
Fuck the system.
I kind of want that.
Also historically accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Gertrude. What a beautiful
name. Hello there, Gertrude. Hello there, Mr. Kelly. Oh, he's a stand-up comedian in this timeline.
Oh.
Why is he sitting down then?
So bad. Good one.
Wait for it. Hold on. Let me find it.
Yeah, I'm not finding shit no more.
Wait, mine might work.
Where is it?
Hey.
But I'm dish.
Would have taken you way too long.
I mean, it would have. See, we got Harold Polt, Ned Kelly happening around the same time as the Emu War.
It, oh, with some nipple torture?
Oh. Ned what grunts is in pain.
Car battery to the nipples?
I think so.
I'm so confused.
It's almost as if this movie is being revisionist history, Marcy.
Yeah, but we know it's absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is exactly how every happened.
It's a big gun.
Trying to put the gun into there.
Oh!
Oh!
No!
Well, that's what happens when there's the little opening for you to see. There's
and obviously, yeah, when there. Someone shoots you in the side of the head, the blood shoots out the back, obviously.
Mm, obviously. Yes. That's how it works.
Meanwhile, back at the cell.
Dog shit isn't even a drink. See, there's a priest there. There's
a priest.
I wasn't dreaming.
Why are you in this? Why are you in this jail, priest?
He was caught.
As Radley was here.
Some of the younger emus.
Yeah, the altar emus.
Mm.
The altar emu.
Oh, he's also a ginger.
That's why it's not has nothing to do with he's him. Being a priest. See, it's just the reason there.
It's just that.
As a ginger priest, he's trying to save souls because he doesn't have one.
It makes sense.
If he's by saving souls, he can finally get one.
Is he Australia's like sexiest man? What the fuck?
Yes.
Is that the best way his country has to offer, that bloke?
Yes.
No wonder I'm fucking still single.
Sexist.
Oh, no.
What is this? She has sex with her dad and a priest and the sexiest, horniest man.
My dick exploded when I was a baby.
Rats attacked.
Mm-hmm. Gonna kill the mood.
I don't even know why the major wants to actually have sex. Everyone to have sex with each other.
Is it to keep warm? But all right.
I'm in.
Well, now we know.
Yeah,
oh, there's one.
Oh.
There's an ass. So they're going to use the warmth of having sex with each other to go to burn through the cell.
Yeah, they have to generate friction
through this friction more ways than one.
Mm. I keep touching my cube.
I didn't know you were in it. Is it the Australia's horniest man and the priest? That's
Yeah.
The thought process is.
Yeah.
Why is there a microwave?
How do they have a microwave? Oh, it's a pie.
This is how Indigenous Australians find food in the outback.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, and a didgeridoo?
Yes. No.
What are they doing?
They're getting
foraging.
Food. No, there we go.
That's how you forage.
Exactly.
Oh, ew.
What?
Those are sausage links.
Sausages, Marty. Yeah, sausage links.
Oh. They gotta just find like
fish fingers.
Sell fish and chips, mate.
The guy has a watch tattooed on his hand or his wrist. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I see it now. Oh no.
Did he just pee in that?
Yeah, he did.
It is sterile.
Well, if you can't hydrate your mate.
There's
what are those dim sims? There are dim sims in there.
I think so.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips and your meat pie and your dim sim. And a potato cake.
This tastes so good.
You could have eaten it. Okay.
Are they gonna fall in love?
This movie is very gay.
It's very homoerotic.
And we thought things were like very homoerotic between Gumby and Pokey.
I mean, they're definitely. It's basically these two are basically Gumby and Pokey.
there's some tension between them for sure.
Mm.
Gumby and Pokey, you know, we don't know what happens off screen.
That's it.
Emu music continue. Emu continuing. That's why I call emotional music.
Do we need to see this?
No. Even just when it's blurred out, I don't want to see. No.
We can't look away. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, it's blurry. Thank God.
It's warming up the bars.
I don't like that it's her dad that's partaking and she's smiling.
And she's watching. Oh, they're melting the bars.
I mean, that's how you're supposed to do it, right?
Well, this is why this happens in prison so much.
I'm surprised more prisoners don't escape.
Oh my God. They were doing it wrong. Why is this so graphic? What is that?
What's the guy on top?
Why does he have bigger tits than anybody?
You know, that's just the way things go.
Oh, okay. Why are we watching this? No,
Did I tell you, Marcy, at Monster Fest, this one best movie at Monster Fest?
Did it?
It did. Oh.
Well, the gun's cocking.
The gun was about to go off, and it wasn't that dude's.
Yeah. Two things that were cocked and loaded.
What is happening?
Emmett Harold Holt, I knew you were working for the EBU.
No, we're still in 1932, guys.
Yeah, he did say 1932.
This is alternative history. This is a different timeline.
Mm. But it actually happened.
So if it's a Marcy, if it's an EBU and a person or a hybrid, does that mean they're called an E-Moomin?
E-Moomin.
Emu.
I think we're just making sounds at this point.
Oh my gosh, it's stripper emus. It's sexy emu. It's sexy arty emus, Marcy.
It's sexy arty emus.
You think they have boobs too?
We can only hope.
If they don't, I'll be up.
Yep, fingers crossed. Oh, lame.
You have to be. You can only get boobs if you're the queen.
Mm.
I guess so.
Apparently, according to this logic.
Oh no! They got the horny guy.
Where's the priest?
He just left him there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, he's up for the execution.
I love their little hat, their little thingy.
The little helmets.
Yeah, helmets. That's the word.
Hussey, can Freddy have a little helmet?
Yes. 5205. Go to university and get an education. Is that what this ad is?
Yes.
So he says a dog poo story.
It
is about dog poo.
Why is she picking it up that way, though?
I don't know.
He was shot like that thing. Actor, Sean Keaton.
I literally was going to say, isn't that him? Or at least it looks like him.
I think it is him. I was like, what is he doing in this dog poo commercial? I mean, he's an actor. He's got to work.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be in an ad, like, you can't.
Whose idea was that ad? Who signed
I'm back to the KFC. Oh,
yes. Mm.
And you got to go to the cricket and wear the bucket on your head for some reason.
I don't get the feeling if I look up these shows on just Tubi Australia, they're not going to be on Tubi Australia.
This is on Tubi Australia.
This looks kind of cool. They have like an elevator of ingredients.
Like they... I don't know.
Have a look.
Anyway. And
they're still making The Masked Singer.
Yeah, 5208. That was like a concept that it's like, oh, you're still going? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a ghost.
He's not a ginger, so they're showing his soul.
Yeah, he does have a soul.
Oh, no, Marcy, he's going to become a pervy geist.
Oh, God.
He's going to turn into Toby. Oh,
he's going to fuck himself.
He is going to blow himself, isn't he?
Marcy, he's going to turn to the Toby. Oh, he is!
Yeah, he literally is. He literally is.
And then God.
God's so happy. Oh.
He's like, could you please stop that?
And can everybody else see what he's doing? Or is...
I don't know. Oh.
What
we've got is deeper than that.
We went foraging. We got Franklin.
The loving father daughter.
Sausage links.
They found their sausage links.
It really is bad mouthing his daughter.
Just bad mouthing women.
Thing she's not around.
Mm.
Oh, she's that's not, her.
Yeah, she's not annoyed at all. Oh my God, are we going to see an emu do stand-up comedy? Oh no, it's her. Okay. He just can't tell the difference. I really wanted an actual emu to do the stand-up, and it's...
Well, in this, I find it funny in this movie, like, emus can't tell that it's a woman in an ostrich costume pretending to be them.
And they still the lost major the war?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Gertrude.
Ed Kelly's a force ghost.
I thought you were going to say a foreskin.
That was earlier that was in the movie, Marcy.
Yeah. That was a great routine.
Okay, so I looked on Tubi Australia. All those shows that were featured in the ad are on the Australian Tubi.
Okay. So you can watch your Gordon Ramsay then, mate.
Yes. We do love our Gordon Ramsay, Marcy. He's got that Adelina, who is it?
What are we even doing here? You are not good.
I like how matter of fact the Eevees are when they talk. It's like, you're not good.
Oh, she's realizing plot that's twist. Her brother.
Ah.
Harold Holt has been the brother this entire time. He wasn't killed. He was just kidnapped and raised among the emus.
That's what I thought this was going to be, but I didn't think it would be him. They actually really don't like him.
You think he's one of them, but he's not.
Yeah, she's going to actually tell her dad.
She's going to come clean.
I think so.
But you just told everyone you had a threesome with a priest and the other guy. Oh,
that daughter.
Just okay.
Is he going to have a heart attack and die?
I think he's going to realize he almost had. He had to kiss for warmth from his daughter.
Did I earn your respect? No, he's dying.
Oh, no, he's bleeding from his eyes.
Wait, how? What? Did he finger a koala and get chlamydia?
Something like
yes.
Wait, what the fuck is it? Oh, okay. All right. I didn't realize what they were doing at first.
A little bit of hookah.
He's a smoky up, I think. Hookah. Got to get that. Got to do some smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
We haven't said on the show in ages.
Leave us.
I like how the queen is wearing basically a Hungry Jack's or Burger King crown on her head.
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, no.
She
knows.
Oh. Oh, she
you're not an ostrich after all.
You've been caught.
I suppose she is the...
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No.
Make me some royal baby emus. Even though you're a woman.
Okay.
I don't know if I feel comfortable watching this bead.
Yeah. I know. She's not going for the nipple here.
No.
She's gone to the south mouth.
Yeah. I think she bit it off.
Oh.
No, she spit the cyanide.
Oh. Oh.
She cyanided her emu thing.
It's totally, not just an Alka-Seltzer tab.
Yeah, no.
I mean, can you do that if you had a cyanide pill in your mouth? If you go down on a woman and it goes off, does that kill them as well?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. He's going to... Oh, my God.
He's going to go for a swim.
He's going to drown.
He's going to drown.
He's going to drown.
He's Hamburglar outfit.
So is that it? Did he just end the war by doing that?
Pretty much.
Marcy, you should be happy. A woman ended the emu war.
But apparently a woman was also responsible for the emu war.
Oh, he's going to... He doesn't drown. He gets assassinated.
Oh.
By an emu submarine.
That would make sense. That's that they went to some emarines. No.
I was going to say a sub-emarine. Mm-hmm. There it is.
We're doing Eddie's so drowned. Bad. Oh.
And she died. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't Harold Holt. He was a different character this entire time.
What?
That was Harold Holt this entire time.
I thought they were different, but they did look extremely similar.
I thought they were the same person.
No, it is a different character. He's not Harold Holt. I mean, he's obviously the major star, but I thought he was also Harold Holt as well.
So did I.
See, this is why you shouldn't have characters who look very similar. It's very confusing.
Oh.
Get a little drink.
Is that incestophilia?
I don't
know. He's feeling something.
Dramatic music continuing.
Is this the end or... Okay, I thought they were about to sequel bait. I was like, maybe we don't.
Do we need to?
Go into the final battle.
Oh, they're still battling?
Yes.
Do we find out who the submarine was?
Don't know.
What? Wait, who are these people?
They're all the new recruits.
Oh.
I don't know.
Where did they come from?
They're the Bogan... Marcy, they're the Bogan Brigade.
Oh, dear God. Looks like they could be.
She's got a Tommy gun. Black Panther secret.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. They did the Predator.
Yeah.
Did.
What the fuck are we watching? Yeah.
This is
mates can never be around mates.
Nowhere ever.
No other country.
All right. Are we going to let these emus control us? Yes.
Yes.
We're going to wank them.
Oh. Yeah, there hasn't been a single wank. There's not of emu.
They did the whole war wrong.
Well, no, they got Harold Holt.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but look, they're the same person.
They literally same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't be held responsible for thinking they're the same person.
Exactly.
Well, that's the movie's fault, not us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
white.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have mustaches.
Hmm.
In the same build.
Just a little boy.
You do it, son. Don't kill Harold Holt. He's supposed to drown.
Does he know that he's the boy, or? Oh, he's pissing again.
Damn it, Harold Holt. You shouldn't be pissing.
Oh, he's shitting.
Pissing and coming.
He's doing all of them.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he died.
He got
shit, piss, come, die. That's how I'd like to go.
In that order.
He died the way he lived.
Well, I don't want to shit and then die.
I mean, aren't you meant to shit yourself when you die?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Just adds a little extra level of embarrassment, I guess.
That's how I want to die. I want to shit myself. Enjoy. It's not my body to deal with anymore.
These soldiers.
How many emus are there?
See, this is how the emus won the war, Marcy. They outnumbered us.
Yeah, like a lot.
They weaponized sex. They just kept reproducing. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got a bomb.
Oh.
Oh.
Mini bombs.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking hell. What the What is happening?
Directed by Zack Snyder.
Jesus Christ.
These are Asperger's, bruv. Oh my gosh, he's got the Aspie laser beam eyes.
How come you don't have that?
Marcy, I've been busy lately. I've been able to use my Aspie laser eyes. Thank you very much.
What the fuck? What's his special power?
I think you say Hulk juice?
Oh.
What? Yeah. What the fuck?
A lot of energy in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Aw, heart.
Aw.
The power of friendship.
Nazi, this is the... I was going to say, the power of friendship.
No, that's actually how heart was meant to work on the Captain Planet ring.
Yes.
Oh!
That would do some snipering.
Have you... are you even...
earn her father's respect one way or another.
Yeah. Oh, and... Oh. Target, 1 hour, 6 minutes, 32 seconds.
Target.
Are you even a sniper if you haven't sniped an emu?
No, that's the... It's the rite of passage.
Mm. I really want us to eat KFC.
What was FLC? It was
finger licking good.
Oh, FL... Oh, G.
Yeah.
Oh, FLG, okay.
Finger licking good.
I thought it was KFC FLC, and I was like, what?
What?
Fuck right. Love come? I don't know.
Yeah, probably. 1 hour, 6 minutes, 37 seconds. Oh. And cry tears of blood.
Oh, this is a flashback. Okay.
I don't even know what is happening.
I think it's flashback to before the battle.
Yeah, this is right after the crying blood and right before the battle.
I am.
Oh. Well, you may as well kill him. Oh. Wow, that's lovely.
Dick.
Holy shit. They just should have wanked their necks. Easy.
Yeah, that's solved. What I'm saying.
What the fuck?
350.
Yeah, this is in the early 30s. This is before World War II.
Yeah.
Again, this is accurate.
Yeah, it's totally accurate. That's how it worked. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Whoever the fuck he was.
Yeah, late movie intro, you know, obviously he was going to die.
Yeah.
Baby boy.
Didn't have any plot armor.
What the? Oh my God.
What is the beeping? I don't.
What? Do the scopes beep?
No. In this movie, yes, but.
Yes, in real life, no.
They used to beep in the 30s, but they got rid of that in the 40s.
Yeah. What is this framing?
What's the camera doing right there?
I didn't zoom in.
I think that must have been an accident.
Oh, they're gonna know now, aren't they? Could they like be fighting any more nonchalantly? Like, oh, he remembers. Dad?
Daddle-doodle? When I see my dad next, I'm going to call him Daddle-doodle.
Is she going to... Oh, he's going to
shoot. Oh my gosh, they're still going to... She's going to come in and she's going to be like, still hating.
Okay, no! They're just shooting each other.
So now he lost both of his kids.
Hmm.
Yet he's still going to prefer the son, even though he was his enemy.
That strap for that hat's really holding on for dear life on that lap.
Oh, there's a chopper.
Get to the chopper. 1932.
Yeah. Yeah, 70s era helicopter existed in the 30s.
Makes total sense. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's like aliens.
It's like aliens.
That's it's what blank. Happened in the movie Alien. Neck. Oh! It
explode.
Whoa! What is with the framing?
I think guess here is there's a lot of there's a lot of green screen work that they had to frame out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now see, that was a kamikaze move.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they're getting surrounded.
Oh no. They gotta use their power of friendship again.
They gotta use their Tism Asperger's power. Yeah. Oh, he's just with his dead kids.
If you're a cockatoo, then I am too.
What? What are these lyrics? What's Rockadoodle Aussie True Blue? Is that a real song?
No.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. Emu. Have you emotional music?
Did you just dick out?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pretending.
He got his dick. Oh, he got his force. No!
Did we really need closure to that?
Yes, we did, boss.
Aww.
No, not the power of friendship. This is how the 80s want the 80s.
Dick out. He just takes his dick out, okay.
Emu continuing.
Emu emotional. We
I don't know why the framing on this is messed up.
Dedicated. Why is the framing out of frame there?
Oh, you know what? I think I figured it out because when I saw the movie at MonsterFest, it was in 2x35. I think they must have did full screen for Tubi, I think.
Mm.
That would explain it. See, it's not even the movie's title. It's not even fitting the screen.
But none of it, the rest of it didn't feel like that, though.
Yeah,
this is the last
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That is bizarre. We got the point.
Created. Yeah. I mean, see what it means? Like it created by. So, yeah, this was originally meant to be a web series.
Mm. Yes. Is there a end credit scene or something?
They must be because none of the what's coming up next on Tubi stuff has popped up. Yes.
Yeah. Is there
Whoa, wait, go
was
back.
Was that something? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No? Did I go too far? No.
You might have missed it.
I went too forward.
Like McGregor.
I'm just going
to... Maybe go forward a bit.
Okay. It's going to go to where I left off and it's not right. Yeah, okay. Maybe I missed.
Yeah, you can just do...
No, that was the end of the movie. 30.
That was the end of the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's keep going forward.
I was going to say, I'm not really sure what else they'd have.
No, there was something there. I think they're not dead, but I can't see where it is now. Oh my God, it's just not wanting to work. Okay. Yeah, no, that's literally it.
They just really wanted us to see the credits.
Yeah. No, it's just that bit.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, whatever. That's fine. I'll just stop it.
Yes.
That was a movie that we just watched.
That was qualify the as a movie. War.
Yeah, does it?
It had end credits and everything.
So that makes it qualify.
They used cameras and there was people in
yes.
it.
Yes.
It was a thing that happened.
You said it was supposed to be a web series?
Yeah.
It was originally, I think it was made to be a web series, but then edited into a movie.
Mm, yeah, it was probably a good call. Yeah, I don't know if episodic may have not been the way to go with something like that.
No. I like that there's people credited as Cyanide Soldier.
Yeah.
I know, I told you.
Was this like, I don't know if they have the same thing over there in the US. If it's like an accredited film, it's through like SAG-AFTRA. So those are like accredited films. If you're an actor, you get like a film credit, or if you're a part of the crew, you get a film credit. Is it the same thing? Are you aware in Australia? Is it, or is it something?
I don't know. Is
yeah. Screen Australia right there at the
end.
Is
that it there?
Okay. So yeah, this was an accredited film.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know if I would want this on my resume if I was an actor and I was going for another film and they're like, so what parts have you played? I would have, and I'm like thinking back and maybe this was like your first film and you'd be like, none yet. Actually, this is I'm going for my first one.
I'd have this top of the list.
Yeah. I actually played the guy who fucks the priest in the Emu War.
Why wouldn't you want that on your resume?
I mean, I think his part was accredited as the hot priest. If you have that as your film credit, I played the hot priest that gets fucked in prison in the Emu War.
Yeah. Like,
okay. Anything else? Nope. That was it. It's my one part.
That was the only wrong
role now. But it comes with double credits because you're like, oh, I've done a sex scene before.
I guess.
That's my
indeed. Record. Well, I guess that could be a.
Sorry.
Well, I guess that could be a wrap on the Emu War.
Yes.
Thank you, Marcy, for being an awesome co-host as per usual. And also, thank you, CJ, for joining us for this utter Aussie madness.
Thank you for having me. This was a delightful, hilarious experience.
Whatever the fuck this was. Oh, my God. Feed. I forgot what comes next. Yes. Where can people find us out there, wherever?
In
that thing.
Indeed. Well, if people want to find the 2B Tuesdays podcast, you can find it over on supermarcy.com. And also, you can listen to the show on all podcast streamers everywhere on your podcast player of choice, whether as part of the Super Network podcast feed or on its solo podcast feed. And also, if you have been enjoying the show, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And just as little as $1 a month, you'll get early access to all of our episodes of the show, other exclusive content, and as well as the video versions of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, which you can only find there. And in terms of myself personally, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. And also you can follow my solo podcast, Bede versus Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. And also listen to all the other podcasts that you and I host together, Marcy, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Super Network.
Yes. And I made you do that. And I forgot what I'm supposed to say. I'm Super Marcy on socials. I'm the same everywhere. And was the other thing. I'm super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can find out what I rated this movie out of 5. And see what other weird shit I always watch, because that's makes up my Letterboxd. CJ, you can promote whatever you like for yourself.
CJ Prince on pretty much everything. Do a lot of live streaming on Twitch, CJ Prince Live. And music. It's all linked. If you find one of the socials, you'll find all the links.
Easy, easy, easy. So, yeah, check all that out. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everyone. I said that very confused.
No more emus on the next one.
We'll find out. We'll find out. Although I should end it with this sounder, actually. One, let me play it.
Don't think there's anything more Australian than wanking your emu in the morning.
Very true. Yes. Very true.
Mm-hmm. And that's see you later, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, everyone. Bye.
I've seen war. I see war.
No!
An evil lurks in these lands.
I'm scared, Mama.
I need a team to go deep into enemy territory.
It's going to be a real cold one tonight, so we're all going to have to kiss for warm.
You remind me quite a lot of my son, Private.
Is this warming you up?
A little, I guess.
Every human on that battlefield will die.
Cuz I don't think you should be rooting sheep, eh?
They can't stop us rooting if we're dead. Come on, sheep.